Dexter Rattlers.
WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Move-in weekend for A&M students unofficially begins today with the first students living at a pair of new apartment complexes in Northgate. Everyone at the Stack will be arriving tomorrow, while those living at the Rise will show up over a four-day period from today through next Monday. Overflow parking is available at St. Mary's Church and the Northgate Parking Garage and Surface Lot. Apartment staff and off-duty police will be directing traffic. College Station officials do not expect traffic delays or closed streets along University or College. Another water tower is coming to Bryan. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says the site has not been chosen, but they are looking to buy some land.
We're looking either on the east side or the west side. We want some more aerial storage to provide for the growth. Water tanks help us in the distribution system provide the pressure that we need to the customers. So we have a pump station in downtown, and then we have aerial storage tanks out that help us provide service to the customer and also maintain the pressure within the system.
Due to long-range planning, Barfnick says the $4 million project will be paid with cash and not financed with bonds. One of two neighboring zoning proposals scheduled at last night's College Station Planning and Zoning Commission meeting was withdrawn.
P&Z Chairman Mike Ashfield opened the meeting by announcing developers pulled a request in the College Hills neighborhood. Two single-family home sites could have turned into as many as 48 four-bedroom condos. City staff joined neighborhood homeowners opposed to the plan along the south side of Lincoln between Terre Haute and Ashburn. The commission gave its blessing to about 60 changes in the South Knoll neighborhood. They were sought mostly by homeowners who don't rent their properties. Among the 26 speakers was landlord Steve Strong, who pointed out that more than half the properties in College Station are rentals.
The reality is A&M is now 50,000 students, and they're trying to grow bigger. And those students are going places, and they have to live places. And unless you want to create compounds where students have to live in those compounds, those students are going to be part of communities.
Homeowner Clayton Powell says when he moved into a single-family area, he was not expecting to live next to a frat house.
The noise is a problem. There's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. These are all national TV football nights. And then I've had children that needed to get a good night's sleep, go to school the next day, and couldn't because of all the noise.
Of most discussion were reducing the maximum number of unrelated residents per home from 4 to 2 and additional parking restrictions. City Council considers the South Knoll plan next Thursday. More information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Part of the next College Station School District bond package would expand alternative education programs. The Center for Alternative Learning might include the land where the city's now closed conference center is located.
We're hopeful to have the option of using the space where the College Station Conference Center is right now. Clearly, that conference center is not inhabitable. We would plan to demolish that building and then start again with new construction.
Superintendent Eddie Coulson's update to the City Council this week included the desire to expand capacity of Timber Academy from 40 to 150 students.
Students who are looking for a less traditional school, and we get students in Timber Academy. Some of those students are finishing early their high school careers. Some of them might be coming back to finish after they've dropped out.
The cost of the expansion would be $15 million, not including the land purchase and demolition of the center. The school board considers the $83 million bond issue next Tuesday. We're less than a month from the A&M-Alabama football game. That's also the day where there will be a traffic study in and around Kyle Field. College Station Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says the data will be turned into a traffic management plan for future home football games.
A lot of new improvements, a lot of new infrastructure improvements. Corridors have been expanded, interchanges. This plan that the university is paying half of will help us better manage traffic on game days and then disperse people away from the stadium.
Nearly 150 traffic counters will be set up along major streets in the Twin Cities to collect information, most of it from 24 hours before kickoff to 24 hours after the game ends. And while the United States military is moving out of Afghanistan, there is a renewed emphasis in Southeast Asia. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan recently returned from a firsthand look at what's been a growing deployment over the last year and a half.
To counter China's military aggressiveness in the area,
It has been more aggressive in terms of the way it's treated the international sea lanes.
Flores.
And then also to reestablish U.S. presence in the area, which had been somewhat diminished during the last 10 years of war in the Middle East.
Flores says the trip included visits to American military bases and meetings with leaders of foreign governments. The congressman has also announced his upcoming town hall meeting will be the Thursday after Labor Day, September 5th, at Rutter High School in Bryan, starting at 5:30. WTAW News Time is 7:13. It's 72 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
You've heard us at length talk about if you're going to do something, do it locally. Well, there's really no better explanation to that than what happened with me. I made a mistake setting up my online profile to Suddenlink. And, you know, it happens and you saved it and you're like, no, but that's the wrong mailing address or whatever the case may be. I couldn't, for whatever reason, due to more than likely intelligence, make it work out. So I went down to Suddenlink and talked to somebody. Don't get locked into a satellite contract. Don't get locked into a place where you're going to have to call Kathmandu to get customer service. Go to Suddenlink and get it worked out. Live local customer service keeps you online all the time. You get the Suddenlink 30-day money-back, we promise guarantee, and a whole lot more. Right now, true bundle, satellite can't do this. Switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. Switch to Suddenlink's bundle with the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and a home phone for just $69 per month. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever, plus the local customer service I was talking about. Switch now. Call 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com or stop by. They're right there on 29th Street. You can actually talk to a person. It's Suddenlink.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@americanlubecenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube Centers, growing strong, building futures, and taking care of our customers.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. It's 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, we can expect partly to mostly sunny skies with afternoon high temperatures into the mid-90s. And for tonight, generally clear skies as temperatures fall down to between 70 and 74 degrees. While for the weekend, basically fair and hot weather will continue. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday, up near 95 degrees, low 70s with clear skies at night, and more sunshine coming up on Sunday, temperatures again in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Chancellor John Sharp was at A&M Wesleyan Law School. And he was discussing Johnny Football, said he doesn't think he's really guilty of anything, and had some other interesting comments. We'll get you caught up with that. Also, more details on the A&M scrimmage tomorrow and more with sports. We'll do that for you here in about 7:50 or so.
Yeah, actually, no, it's the Texas A&M University Law School. Texas Wesleyan is like a faint memory. That's the name of it.
Just gone.
Had a picture of the plaque. Said Texas A&M University Law School. So there.
Exciting times.
Yeah. So, yeah. So who's going to take the lead on whether or not college athletes should be paid? Steve Spurrier had kind of been digging his toe into the carpet, talking about that a little bit. Sounds like the chancellor, again, not as the chancellor, just as a football fan, saying that he thinks Johnny ought to.
Yeah, it was very specific. Not speaking as the chancellor of the university, but dot, dot, dot.
And I like what he said. He said, Johnny's a better kid than I was when I was a sophomore. All right. Julie Schultz, the College Station City Council member, Place 5, will join us in about an hour. We'll talk to her about maybe that stuff that they were discussing at Planning and Zoning last night in College Station. And the question of whether or not you want to have students living next to you is somewhat age-old. It's certainly been going on for about 30 years or so. I can remember a homeowners association getting in touch with me saying, you know, we want to keep students from moving into our neighborhood. And 30 years ago, I said, I think that horse has already left the barn,
And I think I totally understand the guy saying, like, I didn't expect that I would be moving in next to a frat house, you know? But to me, that implies that there's a lot more than just four people. And it seems unreasonable to move it down to two people, especially because not everybody's house is the same size, you know?
Certainly. Well, now, but I mean, it is certainly possible for you in College Station, especially if you live in Carter's Grove, to actually live adjacent to a big old sorority house. I mean, because
there only four people in that house?
I don't know that. I don't know what the circumstances are. But understand that in College Station, you really could live right across the street from a big old ginormous sorority house.
Right.
He may be just using the phrase frat house, meaning a bunch of guys got together. Go ahead.
I'm not saying it's not possible. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I think it's dangerous to put out a blanket rule. I mean, for example, I think I could live responsibly with five other quiet nerds like me. You know, if you're going to change the law to only two people who are unrelated can live in one house, that means I'm limited to one roommate. Meanwhile, some other, someone might have a really big house where they can fit lots of people, or, you know, four guys that are into drinking is really different from four quiet nerds. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying.
Do you think there's a category in Craigslist for nerds only? You know, like housing for nerds only?
It's possible.
There is. I don't know if it still exists, but there was in Bryan College Station. I think it was in Bryan, actually a place called Scholars Inn.
But I would have lived there.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's true.
There's a reason I worked extra hard to make it into the Honors College of Baylor, because I didn't want to be with all the party people.
And wait a minute. There are not people who party at Baylor. I can't know. That's the world's largest Baptist university. I don't think anybody's drinking at Baylor. Do you?
Scott.
Kevin, do you think anybody's drinking there? I don't think so either. No, I don't know.
Any college has issues. Like every family has weirdos.
I liked the phrase student compounds. I mean,
that does sound kind of scary. With guns at the top and a big tower.
Hey, I came into this kind of late, so forgive me if it's something you've already covered, but it isn't just the noise. It's also parking. Last year we had a group of four college students, that parked huge pickup trucks all over people's yards. They were urinating in the front yards.
Yeah.
Honestly, I support an ordinance limiting how many can live together.
Good, thank you. No, I understand. I want to hear what you have to say. And that's parking is a concern. And I will swear to you, simply because I had the experience firsthand of a police call to a place I own because there were 200 people in the backyard. And, I went and talked to the kid. He went, no, you don't have 200 people in your backyard. So there's, and again, this is a neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood. It never happened again. But it's amazing the common sense set that some students bring to college. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, it's not just noise and vehicles and everything else. When you have the average house going for $500 per bedroom,
yeah,
it makes young families impossible to find good housing and attract them to town.
Well, to that particular neighborhood, thank you, particular neighborhood. There are a lot of neighborhoods where there are some nice houses. And, you know, and there are a lot of good students, too. There's some are really good neighbors. Some not so much, but that's, you know, it's 50,000 students. You're going to have some good ones and some bad ones. Here's what I don't get. Kevin, maybe you can help me out. Kat, probably not so much. But
well, thanks a lot.
Well, I am. I'm prejudging you, thinking you might not have firsthand knowledge of this, and I'm thinking Kevin might have firsthand knowledge of this. What is it with folding chairs, lawn chairs on the roof of a house?
I feel the same way about couches on the front stoop. I don't know.
I understand couches on the front stoop. I have never seen a folding chair on a roof.
I've seen my neighbor's house that had the chairs still up there, so they wouldn't have to take them up. I'd like to know how that started. I mean, where did that start? Is the allure of being 15 feet off the ground that great that you want to do that?
Now, I have, when we used to live in a farmhouse out in Whitehall, and we would climb up onto the tin roof and look at the stars.
That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the heat of the day. And, you know, I don't even know if they always take the cooler up there.
That just doesn't sound very intelligent.
Well, but it happens. It's just part of college life apparently now.
I've never seen it before.
And I don't. Oh, yeah, no, it's very prevalent.
In the trailer park that I lived in college, they did it all the time.
On a trailer?
On the top of the trailer.
That's dangerous in so many ways.
In Waco, a lot of us would have chairs out there because you hang out on your porch.
Well, not chairs out there on the ground is different than chairs on the roof. See, that's my whole point.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm going back to Kevin's sofa.
Oh, I got you.
Sofa.
Hello.
Hey, that's a redneck balcony.
Oh, thank.
I guess that answers the question.
Thank you, sir. Okay, that speaks for so many. It is. All right, let's go. Hey there.
Yeah, trailer houses have flat roofs.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. That's probably safer.
It do make it easier to sit on.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, let's say that you weigh 200 pounds and you've got, you know, one of those folding lawn chairs. That's not good for the shingles. I mean,
But it's good for the roof, man.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Not sure about that. It's
at least they're not doing like, I mean, granted you could
don't
do
give
this.
Them ideas. Hush. No. Hello.
I'm your age, Scott, and I used to do it up in the panhandle watching the storms roll in.
Okay, now that's that's cool. I used to do that. Now when I lived in an apartment on what's now Harvey Road, I'd watch the storms roll in because I had a second story apartment. So I'm with you there. I'm just just climbing up on the roof. Anyhow, so they're going to discuss that some more, and that's College Hills. That's not even South Knoll. You know, South Knoll actually has been pretty vocal about that. But anyway, we'll talk to Julie Schultz about that and other things going on in the city of College Station. And I didn't get a chance to, and I want to read the 60 ideas. You know, one of the things that I found interesting about as I think they were discussing for South Knoll, and that would be no parking on either side of some streets between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. And so I think that's a pretty good idea.
So you can get the emergency vehicles through.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and the thing is, I experienced this a few weeks ago because I decided just to go out and do garage sailing, okay, because, you know, I got nothing else
to do. Yeah, good luck getting down those streets.
Well, and I'm telling you, in some upper-class neighborhoods, I mean, that are above-average neighborhoods, because of the garage sale, people parking on both sides of those streets, and these are new subdivisions that are less than 5 years old. You know, it's a full-size car, and you have trouble getting through there. If you're a fire engine, there's no way you're going to be able to get through there. I mean, that's really what it looks like. And again, it may not be in that neighborhood all the time, but that gives you an idea as to exactly what you're talking about when you have vehicles on either side of the street. And most folks who are longtime residents or homeowners may not experience that in their neighborhoods. But, you know, if that influx of students suddenly causes that to happen, it is. It's a changed situation for you. And again, there's some safety issues when it comes to that. I said issues. There's some safety problems when it comes to that. They're problems, not issues. By the way, on a completely different subject, Eddie Colson will be with us on Monday in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about the bond issue so we can know a little bit more about that. And anyhow, we'll talk more about the houses and that stuff later on. 725.
We've huddled up our team, laid out our game plan, and now it's time for the biggest sell of the year. All right, team, ready, break. Score bigger discounts during our kickoff clearance at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're pushing back prices way back on a huge selection of new Chevrolets, from the all-new 2014 Silverados to the all-new new in policy. Pack up your team in a new 2013 Chevy Equinox. Now only $21,599. That's it, $21,599 during our kickoff clearance. Or choose a new 2013 Chevy Cruze for $99 a month. Whoa, only $99 a month. Now that's a game changer, and only at Tom Light Chevrolet in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer, Chevy. Find new roads.
Plus TTNL Equinox stock number 53436, MSRP 25015, list 1916 discount and 1500 rebate. Cruise stock number 21201, 36-month lease at 12,000 miles per year with 3840 due at signing, plus TTNL with approved credit through Ally Financial. No security deposit, 20 cents per mile overage. See dealer for details.
726, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Whether you need to fix a cracked driveway or an uneven porch, foundation experts at Anchor Foundation Repair ready to get you fixed. For more info, click at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Taking the rain out of the forecast completely, but moderated the temperatures a little bit, which is kind of nice. 94 for a high temperature today. Oh, wait, they plugged in. 20% chance of showers. They just did that in the last 10 minutes. So there you go. Slight chance of showers today, then 94 for a high temperature. 70 tonight. Do about the same thing for tomorrow and Sunday. Warms up a little bit to 98 on Monday, but down to 73 at night. So that's pleasant. North winds right now, 3 miles an hour. Relative humidity is 90%, and we've got 75 out there.
Hi, I'm Brian Bowers with the Bank and Trust. Helping businesses grow in our community is one of the many things I do to help my clients. Lending money isn't my only focus, but it is my specialty. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
According to the Partnership for New York City, those who work in New York, the mecca of liberalism, have the longest commute in the entire country, poor things. The average New Yorker spends 48 minutes getting to work and as much time getting home. The New York Daily News, which somehow survives, reports that New Yorkers spend 13 minutes longer getting to work than the national average. Supposedly limited public transportation options mean that half the commuters between Brooklyn and Queens have to drive their cars to reach their jobs. And that's just tragic. Imagine being forced to get in a car and drive it just to keep your job. The partnership wants the government to increase mass transit options. You ever visited New York, you'll notice battalions of city buses, tons of private buses. There are below-ground subways and elevated subways. There are commuter trains, ferry boats, cabs. You have enough money, there are helicopters. Programs, scooters, motorbikes. People even walk in New York. But liberals are demanding that governments spend more because it takes New Yorkers, God bless them, an extra 13 minutes a day to get to work. Poor things.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:33. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two of College Station's oldest residential neighborhoods were part of last night's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
More than 60 land use changes in the South Knoll neighborhood were unanimously endorsed. Charles Barham on the homeowner supporting more restrictions on rental homes.
One of the things we noticed about the process of putting this plan together was the unanimity of residents really, really disliking houses full of college students. The college students deserve their lifestyle, but families also deserve their lifestyle.
Whitney Wolf, who with her husband owned 20 rental homes in South Knoll, is among the 26 who spoke during the public hearing.
And I will tell you this, a lot of the things that have brought up tonight, the code enforcement issues, the parking issues, the speeding issues, these are already laws and ordinances that are on the books, and responsible landlords are taking into account this.
After 3 hours, a neighborhood plan was advanced to next Thursday's city council meeting. Conditions include parking restrictions and reducing the maximum number of unrelated residents per home from 4 to 2. Before South Knoll was brought up, P&Z Chairman Mike Ashfield announced the removal of a developer's request for building student housing in the College Hills neighborhood. Surrounding homeowners and city staff opposed plans along the south side of Lincoln between Ashburn and Terre to build up to 48 four-bedroom condos. Online at WTAW.com's background on both items. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station School District is interested in buying the city-owned conference center.
Your help as a council in making it happen will be giving us the best deal that you can give us. That's what, all we need. All we need is a good deal.
During a joint meeting this week, Superintendent Eddie Coulson told city council members the idea of expanding the district's alternative education programs.
We would love to be able to expand the offerings of Timber Academy High School by building a new facility, being able to market it, and it would be somewhat of a school of choice perhaps for our high school students. It would be a different experience than A&M Consolidated High School or College Station High School, but provide tremendous learning opportunities for those students.
The Center for Alternative Learning is part of the $83 million bond package to be considered by the board next Tuesday. The $15 million price tag does not include the cost of buying the land and the demolition of the center. During the summer, Bryan water customers consume 20 million gallons a day. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says that's one of the reasons why the city will be able to build a new water tower without borrowing money.
Right now, we've been very fortunate with the weather being dry, that we've had very good revenues. Staff has done an excellent job in curtailing expenses, keeping them to a minimum. And we've been putting quite a bit of money away in our piggy bank, if you will. And we're using that to fund like the new ground storage tank. We were planning to issue about $4 million in debt for that, and we're actually able to pay for that out of cash.
Barfnick says they're looking to buy land on either the east or west side of the city for the new tower. It will cost another $100,000 and take time to do a preliminary engineering study regarding improvements for those walking along University between College Main and South College. Before the College Station City Council approved the recent change order, Public Works Director Chuck Gilman asked why the fees were so high.
This one requires a lot of coordination with the university and also with the state. That coordination results in a lot of additional meetings, a lot of additional input. We've also taken the time to meet with every single property owner along the corridor to get input from them.
$255,000 have already been spent, and with the change order, that leaves about $6.5 million to design, then build what was approved by voters in a bond issue. Today marks the first move-in for hundreds of Aggies in Northgate's new Rise and Stack high-rise apartments. College Station officials don't expect traffic delays, interruptions, or lane closures along University or South College. Off-duty police and apartment staff will be directing traffic. Overflow parking locations are the Northgate parking lot and garage and at St. Mary's Church. Residents of the Rise will move in over a four-day period ending Monday. All residents of the Stack are scheduled to move in today. And Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien was in Southeast Asia earlier this month. He was one of five elected officials getting an update about the increase of Americans' military presence to counter aggressive actions by China in the international sea lanes.
We visited not only with local our local military installations here in the area, we also visited with some of the foreign governments that are affected to see how what they think about how the process is working out. There are going to be budget implications. There are going to be implications for manpower readiness and so forth.
And details have been finalized at the congressman's upcoming town hall meeting. It will be held at Rutter High School in Bryan on September 5th, the Thursday after Labor Day, starting at 5:30. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We have jewelry to fit every style and price range, from gold, diamonds, and pearls to sterling silver and fun fashion pieces. With over 5,000 items to choose from, you're sure to find exactly what you're looking for, and you'll be amazed at the price. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us. We have your next treasure.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
Take me camping.
Take me camping.
Take me camping.
It's almost Labor Day, and there's never been a better time to grab your favorite camper and make a memory that'll last a lifetime. At RV Station in Bryan, our promise to you, the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Folks, you owe it to yourself to shop the pre-Labor Day specials at RV Station in Bryan. Right now, get a brand new 2013 Puma 28 BHS. Folks, this bunkhouse sleeps eight with a slider. Pre-Labor Day sale price $16,995, stock number 1546. How about a 2013 Forest River 2702 SS. It's a super light, half-ton towable, save gas, just $23,995 at the pre-Labor Day sale. Stock number 1558. Save thousands at RV Station Bryan's pre-Labor Day sale. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, or shop us online at rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, we can expect partly to mostly sunny skies with afternoon high temperatures into the mid-90s. And for tonight, generally clear skies as temperatures fall down to between 70 and 74 degrees. While for the weekend, basically fair and hot weather will continue. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday, up near 95 degrees, low 70s with clear skies at night, and more sunshine coming up on Sunday, temperatures again in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't believe the stories that I hear from ticket brokers.
That's John Sharp, the chancellor of the A&M system, talking about Johnny Football. We'll get you caught up with that. Plus, give you schedule information for the A&M scrimmage on Saturday, and we've got Major League Baseball, Little League Baseball, and a whole lot more coming up with sports in about 12 minutes.
The other thing is the chancellor said that Johnny's probably a better guy than he was when he was a freshman or sophomore. At least his mama would think so. Just saying. Well, you know, who's going to bring up the question as to whether or not college athletes should, in fact, be paid if the schools in the NCAA are making a bunch of money?
Well, he leans on it.
Yeah, he does. You know, Steve Spurrier, the coach at South Carolina, has kind of taken the point on this. But, and again, John Chancellor, I think, said he was not speaking as the chancellor. He's just speaking as a guy who likes football. And I think almost to a person, everybody who's spoken about this, wants to see Johnny Manziel play football because he's fun to watch.
I did several interviews at competing schools like in Baton Rouge and places in Mississippi, and to the sportscaster, all of them were like, don't care, want to see him play his sophomore year.
Yeah, want to see that. Would like to. So we'll see. Steve Stockman, I don't know if you know who he is. He's a Texas representative who does speak his mind. He has invited the Obama Mockin' Rodeo Clown to come on down to Texas. He just said, hey, we'll get you a gig down here at a news release, Stockman. And by the way, you know, this there were Republicans and Democrats who said this wasn't a good idea. But anyway, he said, liberals want a Bronco bus descent, but Texans value speech, even if it's speech they don't agree with. The liberal reaction is straight out of Alinsky. They want to crush dissent by isolating and polarizing anybody who questions Obama. If it's a rodeo clown with a harmless gag, I'm sure any rodeo in Texas would be proud to have such performances.
Now, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I've seen people making fun of George Bush before.
Oh, yes.
They did it at a rodeo the same way.
Yeah, it certainly happened.
I've seen a picture of him down in the barrel.
Yeah, just there you go. So Stockman out there.
I mean, why didn't the NAACP care when it was another president?
Well,
because they weren't black people.
Everybody wants to be offended, so there you go. Got your chance there. What do you think about spending your days in a home that is just 8 feet 4 inches wide at its widest point? Somebody apparently thinks it's okay. They're paying $3.25 million for what is New York's narrowest townhouse. It's a three-story, 990-square-foot residence on Bedford Street. And actually, some of the people who've lived there, Cary Grant, John Barrymore, Margaret Mead, Anne McGovern, who wrote a picture book inspired by the house, built in 1873. It sold last in 1994 for about $270,000. And again, there you go. It's
four
got a window.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. No, 8 feet, 8 feet, 4.5 inches wide. It does have a skylight, they said. Okay. That's on the third floor, I would imagine. Be a little bit tough to see that from the first floor. I think I'd have a problem living in that. Be a little claustrophobic.
For those of you that have spatial problems, that's less than the height of a basketball goal.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Yeah, that's right. Anyway.
Or the bar on a football field.
Yeah. Or speaking of bar.
Nice!
Good segue.
Thank you. Two men tried to rob a Chicago area restaurant. They were told to come back. When they did, they got arrested. According to the owner, one of the guys, who only stood 4 feet 8 inches tall, comes up to the bar, says he has a gub.
This sounds like a joke.
It does sound like a joke.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm down here. Yeah, me. Hi. Give me some food. And the owner said, we'll come back in an hour. So he did. And they arrested him.
Wait, so did he ask for food or just
food?
Money?
No, he wanted money, too. Yeah, he had a gub. Yeah, so... come back in an hour. I don't have any right now. That's like the you heard the story we had yesterday, the convenience store clerk here locally who said she couldn't read the note because she didn't have her glasses.
Yeah, it's not recommended by the sheriff, but
yeah, no,
worked in this particular situation.
It was an interesting thing. All right, so here we go. Cell phones have turned all those other people into rude, inconsiderate little brats. How do you feel if you're sitting with someone and they decide to text?
It depends on your relationship to the person.
Depends on who the person is and what their job is, too, I think, in some ways. There's some people who do have to respond almost immediately. But, and I'm trying to think, I was in a meeting earlier this week, and the person had to do that. And and apologized each time, which I thought was nice.
Well, that's nice.
Some people don't.
No, they don't.
Now, people totally lack common sense sometimes. In fact, a recent survey listed answering a phone call as the second worst thing a person can do during a job interview.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't do that.
The first would be telling the guy to go jump.
Something like that. Excuse me. The person interviewing you, Kevin, let's be a little more politically correct.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't like your assuming that all the bosses are men.
That's what? Now, you don't have to hit him with a sledgehammer. I tried to just
I'm just teasing. I don't care.
That's okay.
I really don't.
Think of texts as preludes or follow-ups to conversations and not the conversation itself. Thus, keep them short. More than 160 characters means that a phone call or an email is a better way to deliver your message. It's super easy for your tone to be misunderstood in a text, even more so than in an email, because they're more, because they're briefer. That's why texts are best left mundane, like, I'm home safely, see you at 8 o'clock, or whatever. But that doesn't happen a lot. Texting while you're with others is just plain rude, and getting up and leaving them in mid-sentence, well, I don't know about that. Yeah, really. And don't text in movies, churches, meetings, class, or while at someone's house.
Or in live theater. Not on the list, but you're going to affect the actors, and it's really annoying.
Okay. You could hold your screen up and let them see it's glowing.
Oh, yeah, my gosh, that would make me mad.
Okay. Even if your friends have left the area for the moment, or the movie, or the business meeting, or the church service, or whatever, hasn't started yet, you know, you need to be tuned into the place where you are. Texting is the most informal form of communication. Usually you don't want to represent your business or organization or really important family news and that sort of thing in a text message. You should call or email.
I disagree because I have received a gazillion texts where it's a picture of an engagement ring on a hand. You can't really, you know, sometimes that's your phone's all you have right then. And I don't mind getting stuff like that. Or if people send out a text, it's like, you know, we're at the hospital. Please pray for so-and-so or whatever.
How about this is the taco salad I ate this morning or whatever.
I've never gotten a text like that.
Okay.
That's more like what people would post on Facebook.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I've gotten texts like that.
All right. Anyway.
Kind of the whole rub your face in. See this nice meal that you're not having?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but see, there was a context to it. It wasn't just like some random like, hey, look what I ate.
Don't use text lingo and shorthand unless you're positive the recipient is fluent in that. Yeah.
And you don't want to get smacked in the head.
Well, the other thing is I've got to talk to text, which really comes up with some strange things sometimes, you know, which, again, is a little bit odd. Don't leave them guessing. If a recipient likely doesn't have your cell phone number stored in your phone, good chance they're not going to know who you are. So something to think about. And don't send texts or emails that go to smartphones after bedtime. If the recipient forgot to turn off their phone or silence it, the last thing they want is some annoying message from you at 3 in the morning. Especially those of us who get up a little early.
Yeah, no, well, I sort of feel like turning it off is what you should do if you don't want that stuff. Or if you set it up to where it doesn't make a sound or, you know, I don't know. I disagree with that.
Kat, don't text me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, just
well, because sometimes I get texts from people after I've gone to bed, so I turn my thing on silent. Sometimes the only time I have to respond to somebody is, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning.
No, well, all right.
And I don't think about it other parts of the day. So I don't know. I don't think that's really fair if people are like, well, don't email me at this time. Well, you know, why did you set your phone up to where your email tells you every time you get an email? You know, if I send a letter to you, I can send a letter at any time.
So you're saying that the rule shouldn't apply to you? Is that basically it?
No, I'm just saying that's not really a fair way to treat people if you're going to...
Okay, well, all right. Okay, well, then go ahead and text and just... Kevin, you'll just need to keep your phone on silent. Okay?
I don't text Kevin at 5 in the morning.
I just said don't.
Okay, yeah.
It only takes 6.2 seconds for the BMW 528i to go from 0 to 60. That's also about how long it takes to realize that it is faster and more fuel efficient than its top rivals. And it's more than enough time for you to realize that no other car is quite like a 528i. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Speed claims based on specs from manufacturer sites. Fuel comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Are you having trouble overcoming serious conflict in your marriage? Well, your problem may be that you've limited your possibilities. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In track and field, it was known as the four-minute barrier. Over the decades, no one had ever run a four-minute mile. In fact, the barrier had stood for so long, many people believed breaking it was physically impossible. But that all changed on May 6, 1954. 25-year-old Roger Bannister slipped beneath the four-minute mark by just 0.6 seconds. Although Bannister's margin of success was narrow, the achievement was historic, shattering decades worth of preconceived ideas. In the next 5 years alone, over 20 athletes broke the four-minute barrier. And today, it's commonplace. The difference is what people believed was and was not possible. Many struggling couples give up on their marriage for one basic reason. They're convinced there's no hope for their relationship. Some conflict is difficult, of course, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. The trouble is, some couples never really attempt to heal their marriage because they're shackled by the idea that nothing can be done. So if your relationship seems hopeless, take this one step of faith. Believe that things can improve. You might be surprised at the progress you and your spouse make once you believe change is possible. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 6:53. I'm sorry, it is 7:53. John Sharp, chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, was in Fort Worth to discuss A&M acquiring Texas Wesleyan Law School. He was asked by KXAS-TV about Johnny Football and the autograph investigation.
I don't believe the stories that I hear from ticket brokers and folks like that that are trying to, you know, make money off of his name and things like that.
And he continued on the fairness of the ruling.
This is just me talking and not as chancellor of the system, but, you know, something's wrong with the system when we can make money off of our football players. The NCAA can make money off of our football players, and they can't be treated like Olympic athletes. I mean, Olympic athletes at A&M are able to sell their signatures, but the rest of the kids can't.
And on the anniversary of Johnny Manziel becoming the starting quarterback yesterday for A&M, this was a year ago, of course, A&M had just one practice today, and Coach Sumlin was asked about the scrimmage that is Saturday and wanted to know kind of what they were gearing up for. He said they've really done quite a bit of scrimmaging already.
Whenever you have 31 new guys, you know, you're just trying to get them involved and see where they can fit in. You know, that's a third of your roster. So we have to do more than just drills. We got to let these guys play football and get them in the scheme and really see what they can do without the coaches on the field. So, yeah, Saturday night's important. But we've probably done more of that type of stuff than we have in the past just to try to get these guys ready.
Aggies are back to two-a-days again today, and then Saturday the scrimmage at Kyle Field is open to the public and starts at 6 o'clock. Fans may park in the surface lot surrounding Kyle Field as long as the space is not a 24-hour reserved or marked handicap space without a proper permit. Entrance to the stadium will be from the west side first deck. Fans are asked to sit on the west side, that's the press box side, of the stadium in the first deck for the contest. University Interscholastic League, or the UIL, says it will play all Texas State Championship football games this season at Dallas Cowboys AT&T Stadium in Arlington. That will be the first time all 11-man and 6-man championships will be played at the same location. Championships begin December the 14th with title games in the 6-man division. In Major League Baseball, Sonny Gay struck out 9 on his way to his first Major League victory, and the Oakland Athletics pounded the Stros and blanked him 5-0. Gray allowed one walk over 8 innings, and Eric Sogard got out with a bit of a brush with fate.
1-1 pitch, broke a bat, soft liner, caught by the shortstop Lowry, and then Sogard, the barrel of the bat, picks him off and sends him tumbling on the dirt. Man, you know, we see so many bats shatter in this day and age, and you just keep on waiting for that shard to do some damage, and fortunately, it only knocked Sogard down, but it could have been a whole lot worse with that jagged edge.
Sogard was shaken, but immediately returned to his position in the field. The Rangers had the night off. They'll play Seattle tonight at 7:05. South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Sammamish, Washington beat Corpus Christi 8-4 in the first round of the Little League World Series yesterday. Sammamish moves on to the winner's bracket. They don't have to play again until Sunday. Corpus Christi will take on either Nashville or Westport, Connecticut tomorrow. In training camp news, the Dallas Cowboys are dealing with yet another setback on the offensive line of scrimmage. Juan Leary was sent home for examination on his right knee and probably needs surgery. Here's Cowboys offensive coordinator Bill Callahan.
1-1 pitch, broke.
I think we're in a position where we've got a lot of guys playing a lot of different spots. When you have that flexibility, it just allows you to plug in faster without missing a beat.
The team doesn't consider the injury serious and hopes that Leary will be back at practice, quote, in a couple of weeks. Chris Stroud and Ross Fisher were going to start second-round Wyndham play in the championships, tied for the lead with a 6-under-64. They posted that yesterday. This is the final PGA Tour event before next week's playoffs, and they start leading towards the PGA Tour championship. And finally, the rock band Kiss is bankrolling an expansion arena football team, aptly named the LA Kiss. The AFL announced yesterday that rockers Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley will be co-owners of the team, and they'll begin the season March of 2014 at the Honda Center in Anaheim. And that's been Look at Your Sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards and More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards and More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards and More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
That's an absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors.
Or it looks different laid down.
Oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
About a minute till. Actually,
good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, all right. Guess what? It's Duck Dynasty. You know what? They're getting paid $200,000 per episode, and with good reason, because they were 11 points.